Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode for two reasons in particular. Number one, as you have been hearing, tonight, Nancy and I begin our final 5-day free LinkedIn intensive of the year. That's right. This is the last one we're going to be doing until 2022. So if you want to learn how to leverage LinkedIn, how to use it to make income, grow your business, set up your profile, connect, message, close sales, all those things, head to the description of this episode. The registration link will be there for you. Register, and we will see you tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We are going to be doing it at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and Friday will be from 5 to 6, so a little bit earlier. So don't hesitate. You get a workbook. It's done through private Zoom. It's live and recorded, so you'll always be able to go back and check everything out. So if interested, definitely head to the description of this episode to sign on up. And number two, we're going to be going over some of the best and simplest things that you can do right now on LinkedIn to grow your business and your income. Now, people have asked me many times, you know, Scott, what can I do in the easiest and simplest fashion to grow my network, to grow my connections, to grow my conversations, to grow my sales? And I'm going to go over those four simple things with everyone today. So number one is make sure you build your network daily of the right connections. Now, just to clarify, some people connect every single day, Monday through Sunday, and that's completely fine. I used to. What I do now personally, and it's, again, it's personal preference. You know, Nancy and I are very strict about when the weekend comes and that's it. There's no work. So come Friday afternoon, I cut it off until Monday morning at 10 a.m. So I'm basically, you know, on social media, but I'm on there for personal reasons, not professional, as everyone I feel should be. But if you wanted to build your network Monday through Sunday, you absolutely can. But the other thing is, I said the right connections. Now, remember, I've said this before, there's two types of connections that you want to have on LinkedIn. And this is what I want you to think about as you're listening to today's episode. The first type of connection you want to have is that ideal client. So what I want you to think about right now is, who is that person that most would benefit what I have to offer from a personal and professional standpoint? Who is my ideal client? Who is my ideal customer? Who is my ideal business partner? Those are the people that you should be connecting with. You don't want to spray and pray on LinkedIn, meaning you don't want to connect with just anyone and everyone. You want to connect with very specific people. And the second type of connection you want to have is a power partner. And I love the power partners, because if you've ever read the book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, he states, live in a world of creation and collaboration instead of a world of competition and comparison. So I, for one, and Nancy second to this, is we always live in that world of collaboration and creation. And the best way to do that on LinkedIn is to connect and to collaborate with like-minded individuals, other power partners that can introduce you to your ideal client, your ideal customer, or your ideal business partner. And that could be through a podcast recording. It could be done through a LinkedIn Live. It could be done through a Facebook Live. It could be done through a private training. So many different ways to do that. So really think about, who are those ideal clients, but also who are those people that can do the introductions power partner wise to my ideal client? So that's number one. The second thing is, you must at this point go all in on weekly video content on LinkedIn. There's no secret to this anymore. Video, live video, so to speak, is probably the best way to connect with an audience. And what I can tell you is that if you don't want to do live video, which is fine, you can do regular pre-recorded native video, whether you're uploading it to Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. But at this point, you should be going all in with doing at least one piece of video content a week. And if you're going to do that on LinkedIn, which I completely and highly suggest, it's once a week where you educate and you inform your audience. You're not pitching, you're not selling, you're not making an offering. You're literally pouring into those that are watching this video. And you want to bring them closer to you. And the way that you bring future and potential customers, clients, and business partners closer to you is you go all in with value-added content. You give and you give and you give and you shall receive. So this idea of using LinkedIn for social selling purposes, again, Instagram and Facebook are great for that because why do you think they have Facebook Marketplace? You know, why do they have Instagram Shop? Because that's for social selling. You don't see any of those things on LinkedIn because it's not for social selling. It's for global connecting. And when you do any sort of content, namely video, you must educate and inform. And if you can commit to doing one video a week on LinkedIn, it will start to set you apart from everyone else. Number three, be consistent at doing a weekly poll once a week for market research. I've talked about polls before in some of my previous episodes. And again, if you really think about this conceptually, what I'm going over with you today, you know, number one was to connect with people each and every day, or Monday through Friday at least. Number two is to do one video a week. And number three is to do a poll where you can gain that market research. And again, I did a poll over this weekend and it's getting significant traction already. My polls are always a week running. So I wrote, would love to hear from you all. LinkedIn has so many beneficial features, whether you are growing your business, looking for a new job, switching careers, or just expanding on your personal brand. LinkedIn has something for us all. Do you feel you are taking full advantage of what LinkedIn has to offer? If no, comment below what you feel you need to do more of. So I wrote, do you feel you're taking full advantage of all that LinkedIn has to offer? Option A was absolutely. Option B was somewhat. And option three was not at all. Now, there's already been 35 people that voted. 83% have voted either somewhat or not at all. Now, what does that tell me? Well, that tells me, number one, people are not leveraging LinkedIn the right way and they're not using all the ability that LinkedIn has. But what it's also telling me is now I can take that market research data where almost 9 out of every 10 people that are voting are saying they're somewhat leveraging LinkedIn or not at all. So now I can start doing some content based around those simple things that people can do to leverage LinkedIn, hence this episode. This episode is to give people simplistic and easy things they can do to push the needle forward in what they're looking to achieve leveraging LinkedIn. So polls are a great resource and a way of doing that. They really allow you to connect with people the right way. You can ask the right questions, you can get the right answers, you can get that market research, and then you can back that by providing some value-added content that speaks to the needs and the desires and the struggles that those people are having that are voting in your poll. And finally, number four, engage with other people's content that post things that resonate with you. Now, this is not trolling on other people's stuff. That is not what I'm talking about right here. What I'm talking about right here is making sure that you take the time to scroll through for a few minutes, not a few hours, a few minutes, and find one piece of content a day that someone else that you're connected to on LinkedIn posts that you resonate with. It just really resonates with you. Whether it's the message, whether it's their video, whether it's their content, something about what they posted really resonates with you. And what you're going to do is you're going to add value to that post by liking it and then commenting. And you're not just going to comment hashtag great post, hashtag awesome content. What you do is you're going to bring some more value added content to their content. And this is called a relevant comment. So what you can do is you can comment value added info within that person's content. And what it'll do is LinkedIn will bump your comment to the top of all the comments, which gives you ultimate visibility to not only their network, but every single person that sees that post. They will notice you. They will like your comment. They will comment back to your comment, and then they will follow you or send you a connection request. So just by engaging with other people's stuff, it will allow you to then build your network organically outside of the value-added commentary that you are adding to someone else's content that you're connected to on LinkedIn. So again, in review number one, make sure that you build your network daily of the right connections, ideal client, power partner. Number two, go all in on weekly video content. One video a week, you'll be good to go. Be consistent at doing weekly polls for market research so you can really see what people are struggling with so you can then provide the value-added content to back that. And finally, engage with other people's content that post things that resonate with you so you can build your network through just providing value-added commentary to someone's already great value-added commentary. And second, don't forget, we start tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to 9 p.m. We're going over your profile tonight. So anyone that is not registered for our free 5-day LinkedIn intensive, this is it. This is the last one we are doing for all of 2021. Go to the description of this episode, click the link to register, and we will hope to see you there. So everyone, please enjoy the rest of this amazing day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net. where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.